This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get
friends, Alex Jones here on this live Sunday transmission. Let me lay out the biggest issue facing everybody with 72 days left, and here it is. Why are the Republicans about to back Trump, crushing the deep state, crushing the Democrat cabal, crushing the Clintons, absolutely exposing their Russia and Chinese collusion, even though it's going to hurt the Republicans who are involved as well, but not as much, maybe 10% as much from my research. Why? Because the Democrats are crazy, and then there's been a political realignment. They're not sharing power with the Blue Bloods anymore. And in the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, it's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act that Obama signed a year and a half ago, right before Trump got into office, it states they're going to hold new elections that are federally run by the Democrats. They're going to basically remove the Republicans and only make them a ceremonial party. And we're going to be like Venezuela or North Korea, a one-party state. And so now Senator Grassley, and now Senator Graham, and all the other key folks are saying remove Sessions and remove whoever else you need and go after Hillary for all the corruption and what they've done, because they've learned that they were getting ready to double-cross the old country club Republicans and totally sell us out to China and implode the recovery. And the recovery's working, and people don't like killing a winner. All these Republicans went along with the globalist plan because they were told it was about projecting American power worldwide. But then they've learned it was actually about setting us up and bringing us down. And the Pentagon already knows that, and everybody else already knows that. They didn't a traitor. So a lot of folks are jumping ship. And now Hayden and Brennan and all these other minions are in big trouble. And Hayden and Clapper and others are starting to crap their britches saying, "Ooh, no, 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 lordy, lordy, lordy. Brennan ought not have done what he did, calling Trump guilty of treason, which means he should be killed. And now we're going to bang heads, but Trump's got 72 days. We can still win even after that if he doesn't win the midterms. I think we will. I see a big red wave coming, and I told you Trump would win before, but they've got election fraud in. He's got a strike now to show confidence in the government. He's got a strike now because it's the law and it's what he's supposed to do. They've committed all these crimes. They've been caught lying. The whole pack of them, 37 Democrats, with Mueller at the core of it. And they've got this dragnet of corruption. They're trying to demoralize the country. They're trying to cause race riots. They're trying to sell us out to foreign enemies. They're the clear and present danger. And they set up a system to censor 96% of conservatives, mainstream news now reporting, ahead of an election and truly meddle in the election by Silicon Valley. The communist Chinese president, Mr. President, their dictator, went to Davos, as you know, last year, a year and a half ago, and said with Juncker that they'd defeat America and that China would work with the deep state to stop you. These are admissions of treason. These are admissions of outrageous fraud. And I know I've been penalized and demonized and attacked, but I don't want to be anywhere else, because I know I had to do this and say the things they didn't want said and do the things to draw their fire, because I knew they were going to totally ban me after the election. So I didn't want to get banned, but I kept saying the things that they had Facebook and all of them calling us saying, you better stop, and I didn't stop, and I knew CNN and others were so hungry to get me and get you that if they took me down first, that metaphysically that could trigger the chain reaction to expose them, and everybody else would look at how they're being censored to see the elephant in the room, and by the glory of God, it happened, ladies and gentlemen. It happened, and now it's blown sky high in their dirty faces. The last 15 minutes I've laid out here is the most important thing I've ever said. You're probably thinking, you used to say that once a year, now you say it every 2 days. Because everything's getting more intense. Everything's getting more key. Everything's getting more critical. Look out for false flags. Look out for attacks on their own media combines to blame us. They're going to pull everything out because they know they're losing. But thanks to you, And thanks to God above, we're going to win this thing. Critical Intel, 60 seconds away. Have you spread the live links? Have you told folks about the local stations? Have you?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. That the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is Darth Vader.
This is CNN.
So, here's the bottom line and the $18 trillion question. The Republican leadership has discovered the Democrats are planning to go to a one-party system, totally overthrow all free speech, rule the country by racial and cultural divisions. It's in all the WikiLeaks. It's in Obama's Countering Disinformation Propaganda Act that created a $3 billion stay-behind network inside our government and the Board of Governors of the FCC. Not the FCC board, the Board of Governors. And now you've got Senator Grassley, the most respected in the Senate on both sides, Senator Graham, who's been an establishment lapdog, and others signaling, remove Sessions. You have to do it before the midterms. Show you that you're strong. They now know they're going for broke. Now, some people, like the former CIA director and NSA director Hayden, who've been part of the little cabal, is now saying impeachment is a bad idea. Now the Democrats are saying it. Now the Washington Post and the San Francisco Chronicle are saying that Trump's barrier is breaking down. We better watch out. That's right. Because if you actually, I mean, you've got the former FBI director on the tarmac giving him uranium. You've got him on Russian boards. You've got them covering up for Hillary. It's a joke. You've got illegal spying. And so as all of this comes out, as the headlines are, 96% of Google searches results block all conservative sites. And now mainline newspapers are going, I'm a conservative. My colleagues that are liberal, their stuff spread. I'm shadow banned. Yes, Fox News. Yes, yes, New York Post. Yes, Washington Times. Yes, Wall Street Journal. Did you really think you'd be in a world where I'm banned and Roger Stone's banned, but you're not? Oh, look, Washington Post. Did Facebook's bury conservative news? Ex-staffers say yes. Look, it's all coming out, and they go before Congress, and they play dumb. So new hearings are coming up. And I cannot stress enough to you that we need people to be champions. Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz. They need to get up there. They need to leave. Well, we've had top law firms write out how it violates Sherman Antitrust Act, Section 2, how it violates unfair trade practices, how they're colluding, they're bragging. They all just met at Twitter headquarters, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Apple, everyone. More than 20 groups in secret. BuzzFeed leaked it, and they leaked the memo saying, we're in information operations against the insurgency. We must come together in the election. The insurgency's us. They're the globalists. They're the people signed on with China. Apple. Facebook. Why do you think they met at Twitter, though? To pressure Jack Dorsey to take us off. I think Jack Dorsey's a little smarter than they are. It doesn't matter if I'm still on Twitter, folks. I didn't stop what I was saying. I told Stone. I told my dad. I told people. They said, what are you doing still saying all these things? They're going to ban you. And I said, I'm picking a fight, just like Braveheart does in the movie Braveheart. That really happened in real life? Well, they say it did. But the point is, I'm not comparing myself to Braveheart. But look, we're the biggest story out there because I knew we were already shadow banned 97%. And so I had to push him all the way into it. Dorsey said he thinks I wanted to be banned. Well, you notice I didn't follow your psychological warfare of being nudged at Facebook and Google. That's what they called it. That they kept saying, hey, we're going to totally ban you. Hey, you can't have your 5 million subscribers. You can't have your 16 million or 19 million people on Apple. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to become your little lapdog so I stay on. You can misrepresent what I've said all day. But I'm not going to stop what I'm saying. And what was it? That China is helping run this, that they're colluding, that it's out of control, and that Trump has to move against this countering disinformation propaganda group, that's the shadow government. That's the operatives, and they're working with CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times. Officially, it says the CIA works with, quote, trusted media. It's beyond Mockingbird. It is a trillion times worse than anything we could have ever imagined, and I'm not kidding when I say that. So, it's here. You have a breakaway shadow government group, a cabal, in public and out calling for the 25th Amendment, remove the president on Bill Maher Friday, Brennan. You have them with billions of dollars in this group, funding it at Media Matters and the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN is the main attack dog, and they admit in their own things, we work with former Obama people and people in the government to deplatform conservatives. And when my domino went down 3 weeks ago, you're all been vaporized like a fire-breathing dragon. Just burning the village. Whole village is on fire. And Trump's like, we're under attack. I'm going to rally. Millions have been banned. And the CNN reporter, Oliver, not Darcy, Darkly, what's that idiot's name? That anti-free speech thug? Oliver Darcy. It's like Jack Darcy, but it's not Darcy. It's Oliver. It's Oliver. Well, notice he's everywhere saying, ban Alex Jones, ban Alex Jones. It's Darcy. So he's ban Alex Jones, ban Alex Jones, ban Alex Jones. And then Friday he said, Trump's crazy. No one's banning conservatives. I mean, that's beyond Tokyo Rose. When we dropped atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki over 2 days in 1945, she was still broadcasting on AM and shortwave, aimed at our fleet, saying, America is burning. Your sweetheart is dead. We have defeated you. It's all over for you. America is burning. We have killed all your sweethearts. They're all dead. We invaded. Japan was on fire. We dropped millions of firebombs on them in 50-mile-an-hour wind, much worse than the atomic bombs that burned everything down. Millions were killed. The entire country was vaporized. They were on the news saying that they had defeated us. Like Baghdad Bob, when bombs are going off, he goes, we have pushed Americans into Kuwait. We have pushed them into the sea. Baghdad Bob, remember him? In 2003, we're going to go to break, and Roger Stone's taking over here. It was huge breaking news. I want to tell the story of a mob chasing him through New York the other night. But this is it, folks. And so they're literally banning everyone, and then Oliver Darcy is going, Trump is putting out the conspiracy theory. Roger, I'm going to you right now. All I can say is we need your financial support right now. We're under attack. You get great products at InfoWarsStore.com and great specials and T-shirts and all of it, and it makes us continue on to be that much stronger. You don't. Soros and all of them are going to win. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing is the censorship and getting the president to fire Sessions and fire four deep and start the indictments of all these people and go after them all. And the Republicans have signaled it because they know the Democrats are coming after them. They went too far. They broke the deal with the Blue Bloods. And that's why they're done. But we must move now. Roger Stone, take over and I salute you.
Alex Jones, you are on fire tonight, man. Wow. I am privileged to be here. This has been the most extraordinary week, perhaps, in American history. Why? Because the deep state is making their move. See, the takedown of InfoWars and Alex Jones on multiple social media platforms was the precursor, but it was also the early signal to patriots that this was about to go down. We're going to break it all down for you here tonight on InfoWars. We're going to present an action plan for the President of the United States to defeat the deep state coup that is afoot. We're going to tell you exactly what the President needs to do to counterattack. But there has never been a torrent of fake news and fake dissemination of disinformation as we have seen in the last 2 days.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in now for Alex Jones on the Sunday night version of the Alex Jones Show. This is, in many ways, an emergency broadcast because I'm sure as many of you have seen, the deep state is making their move. Yes, right now, today. The torrent of fake news is unlike anything I have ever seen. For example, David French, writing for the National Review, Trump confidant Roger Stone apparently had advanced knowledge that WikiLeaks had obtained damaging emails from John Podesta and the Democratic National Committee, close quote. Wrong, David French of National Review. I never said anything of the kind. Bill Buckley, who I knew well, but you didn't, would be rolling in his grave if he knew that the National Review was being used to spread such disinformation. In fact, it takes a bastardization of my iconic tweet regarding John Podesta's time in the barrel, which was actually the Podesta's time in the barrel, referring to both John and Tony, to make such an irresponsible charge. I never said anything whatsoever about John Podesta's emails. A Philip Ewing, writing for yet another fake news site, says Roger Stone was in touch with Russian intelligence figures according to court documents. Well, they refer here to the indictment of the 12 Russian intelligence agents, an indictment that the Justice Department is well aware will never actually go to trial. So an indictment that is largely a public relations document. They refer, of course, to my completely benign, innocuous exchange with someone on Twitter claiming to be Guccifer 2.0. But any reasonable person who will examine that 24-word exchange knows that based on content, context, and timing, it is entirely benign. Most certainly not evidence of collusion or collaboration with someone who is alleged but not proven to be a Russian hacker. Now we're at a juncture in which the president must take action. Prior to this occasion, I have never been in favor of the termination of the Mueller investigation, preferring to have the president clean house at the Justice Department to get the investigation the kind of oversight it needs. The fact that Mr. Mueller is now charging Michael Cohen with a federal election campaign violation, which may or may not, in fact, have been an illegal act based on the facts, but seems to have no interest whatsoever in the $600,000 that Hillary paid through a big Democratic law firm, calling it falsely legal fees, when in fact it was being paid in a pass-through to Fusion GPS for creation of the phony dossier, which, by the way, was compiled with the assistance of Russian intelligence agents. There's the real Russian collusion. Mueller and his colleagues have no interest whatsoever in the abuse of power by the Obama administration, in which they use this fabricated dossier as the underlying rationale for full-fledged state surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign for president. That's a crime far worse than Watergate. In fact, it makes Watergate look like, well, a fourth-rate burglary. You're here with me on the Alex Jones Show because tonight we're going to lay out a plan for the president to strike back against his critics. This is the big event, folks. This is why they took InfoWars off multiple social media platforms only 10 or 12 days ago in preparation for this, the rollout of the attempt of a soft coup d'etat to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. The first thing the president must do is to order immediately the complete declassification and the release of all of the government's information regarding the FISA warrants that were issued against Carter Page, most likely Paul Manafort, and myself. These, of course, violate federal law. Under federal law, a FISA warrant can only be issued on a United States citizen if they are actively involved in espionage against the United States. I certainly don't meet that criteria, nor did my colleagues from the Trump movement. So it is clear the Obama administration was using the power and the authority and the extraordinary capability of the state to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. That's the scandal here. And the Russian collusion delusion was constructed as a diversion to divert your attention and the attention of the American people from the real crimes of the Obama administration. Now, you see the beginnings of the splintering of the establishment, where John Brennan, a admitted former member of the Communist Party, a man who admits to supporting the Communist Party candidate for president as late as 1976, a Wahhabi convert to radical Islam, we broke that right here on InfoWars when FBI counterintelligence expert John Guadagno broke it down for us on the War Room only weeks ago. Mr. Brennan has outlined the coup plan against the president, where, well, on the TV show of my friend and sometimes adversary, Bill Maher. It's all there, folks. In fact, he even talks about the Trump cabinet removing the president, as we predicted right here on InfoWars well over 6 months ago. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and now is a good time to remind you that we are in a battle for our survival, as never before. That's why it's more important than ever that you go to the InfoWars.com site right now and look at our terrific specials. The InfoWars.com site and our store there is the lifeblood of InfoWars. You see, we don't have any wealthy conservative fat cats standing in the wings writing big checks to supplement the work we do at InfoWars. When you come right down to it, we can only depend on you. And that's why your loyal patronage at the InfoWars.com store is so important to our survival. Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars are facing literally millions of dollars worth of phony, baseless lawsuits. And these are meant to generate negative headlines that are then used as the grist for the argument to shut us down. And while you're at it, folks, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. You see it right there, StoneDefenseFund.com. Robert Mueller has targeted me for destruction. He seeks to destroy me and my family, despite the fact that my only crime is supporting Donald Trump for president and contributing to the defeat of Hillary Rotten Clinton. My back is against the wall. I need your help. So, patriots, please go to Stone Defense Fund now and give me your help. I'll be.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your Sunday night pinch hitter, Roger Stone. You know, anyone who grew up in America in the 70s or 80s or even in the 90s was familiar with Newsweek magazine. Newsweek was one of the two most popular news weeklies in the United States, competing with Time magazine to bring a weekly summary of the news and other analysis. But at some point more recently, Newsweek magazine went out of business, and the name and the graphics and the masthead of Newsweek was sold to a fake news group who now publish under the name Newsweek. Don't be fooled, folks. This is not your father's Newsweek magazine. This is a fake news organ writ large. Now, this past week, right here on InfoWars, I reported correctly that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is now eyeing an indictment against Donald Trump Jr. for a process crime, most likely lying to the FBI regarding the Trump Tower meeting. Now, the same source, a solid source that brings me this information, tells me that contained in the Michael Cohen indictment is a reference to a second Trump Organization executive who approved the reimbursements to Cohen for monies he allegedly paid to Stormy Daniels, a transaction, by the way, that I argue is entirely legal. My source says that the only people at the Trump Organization since Donald Trump left to become president and Ivanka Trump left to become an executive in the Trump White House, who have the authority to approve financial distributions or disbursements are Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, both strong patriots, both good men, both deeply devoted not only to their father, but to the president's reform agenda. And therefore, I believe, based on this source, that Mr. Mueller is eyeing some kind of indictment against the president's son. If that doesn't wake the president up, I don't know what will. The truth is, the way to go now, the best way for the president to proceed, is to clean house. He should terminate the employment of Sleepy Jeff Sessions. He should terminate Rod Rosenstein, who not only approved the extension of the phony FISA warrants, but who has been in the forefront of the effort to keep all the information regarding the Obama administration's use of those warrants for political purposes in violation of the Constitution out of the hands of the relevant committees of Congress who have legitimate oversight. But because Rod Rosenstein and the president's first chief of staff, Reince Priebus, pulled a fast one early in the Trump administration, getting control of the president's Justice Department will be tougher than you might think. You see, prior to the a change that was signed into to practice by President Trump, the line of succession went from the attorney general to the deputy attorney general, and then to the solicitor general of the United States. So, for example, when President Richard Nixon ordered the firing of Watergate special prosecutor Archibald Cox, Attorney General Elliot Richardson declined to carry out that law order, and he resigned. Then Deputy Attorney General William Ruckelshaus refused to carry out that order, and he also resigned, leaving it to Solicitor General Robert Bork to carry out the president's order, and he fired Cox. That, of course, would make him a Cox-sacker. In any event, what Rosenstein did was very clever. He put in front of the president a document changing the line of succession, the authority of power at the Justice Department. So it goes from Sessions to Rosenstein, now skips the Solicitor General, and goes to a U.S. attorney in Texas, and then a U.S. attorney in North Carolina, and finally a U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. This is an extraordinary coup d'etat because it means that Rosenstein did this prior to the appointment of Mueller, meaning that Mr. Rosenstein, to his credit, anticipated this moment, the moment in which the president should fire Sessions, fire Rosenstein, and now fire as deep as he has to in his own Justice Department until he gets an attorney general who will carry out his orders. If he first declassifies all of the information regarding the illegal use of FISA warrants, then he declassifies the information regarding Hillary's emails, and he declassifies the 700,000 emails that are on Anthony Weiner's server forwarded by her his husband, Huma Abedin, a top aide to Hillary Clinton, only 3,000 of which, it turns out, have been read and reviewed by the Justice Department, in contrary to what FBI Director James Comey told the American people. The people will be shocked by what they learn. Then, and this is the key, use the next election as a referendum on the president's actions. Instead of waiting till after the election, as Rudy Giuliani and others have recommended, I think the president must act now to take control of his own administration. The president must act now to release all this information to the American people. The president must act now to avoid the indictment of members of his own family. Now, some will say, well, Roger Stone, this advice is in your own best interest because it is not a secret that the special counsel seeks to jack me up for some non-existent crime. Having come up completely empty-handed of any evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any nonsense pertaining to John Podesta's email, they now are out trying to fabricate some offense on which they can indict me. Why? Because they want to silence me. This is part of their campaign to silence the critics of Mr. Mueller. It is part of the campaign to silence InfoWars. In fact, part of their motive in trying to shut down InfoWars across multiple social media platforms is to silence us in preparation for the takedown of President Donald J. Trump and the reversal of the last presidential election. I'm Roger Stone. You're here on InfoWars, and now is the time to remind you that we need your support as never before. My best recommendation, go to the InfoWars.com store and get your copy of my latest book, Stone's Rules. Yes, Stone's Rules is a handbook, a guidepost, a map, a blueprint for success. Whether you are in politics, business, tech, or even, say, fashion or agriculture, this book will tell you the rules of the road, the things you need to do to succeed in your chosen avocation. It is based on my 40 years in the American arena. And we have a special offer for InfoWarriors only. If you buy the book at InfoWars and you mail it to me, I will happily personalize and autograph the book and send it back to you. We're going to put up the address for you in a moment where you can send it, but I've memorized it. It is 1007 North Federal Highway, Department 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Send your book now. Buy it at the InfoWars.com store. Include your receipt and mail it to me, and I will happily and proudly mail it back to you with my John Hancock. There are other great products at the InfoWars store that you ought to also consider. But above all, go to the site now and give us your support. Whether it is one of our great nutraceuticals, one of our t-shirts, or a terrific book, this is the lifeblood of what we do here at InfoWars. We need your
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. A great lick there from the Talking Heads, bringing us back to The Alex Jones Show. And I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones on a beautiful Sunday evening. There's a coup d'etat afoot in the country, folks. The deep state, led by Robert Mueller, is making their move. Now, who is Robert Mueller exactly? We know he's a former FBI director and a former U.S. attorney for the city and region of Boston, but you should know so much more about him. You see, Robert Mueller is the man who covered up the fact that 5 of 9 of the Saudi hijackers who attacked America on 9/11 were training at a Sarasota flight school, and despite numerous complaints from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to the FBI, they never investigated reports of what these men were up to. And then, according to Judicial Watch and documents that were obtained from the federal government, under a Freedom of Information Act request, Mr. Mueller covered up the fact that a local Saudi family that harbored the men but disappeared in the middle of the night after the 9/11 attack had very clear ties to the 9/11 plot. Robert Mueller is also the man who let three Boston men rot in a jail cell for a murder that he knew they did not commit in order to cover up FBI mob informants that were related to the mobster Whitey Bulger. Robert Mueller is also the man who arrested the first three suspects in the anthrax case, and then the man that he finally did arrest died mysteriously in custody of, yes, a Tylenol overdose. It's extraordinary that this entire chain, including the cover-up of the BCCI scandal, the cover-up of the Flight 103, the Lockerbie scandal, all trace back to none other than deep state cover-up artist and hitman Silent Bob Mueller. So the idea put forward by senators like Lindsey Graham that Robert Mueller is beyond reproach, that he is the very picture of propriety, don't match his actual public record. My strongest advice to the president is to let the American people know who Robert Mueller really is and what is his real record. Trust me, folks, if they bring some phony indictment against me, I will be bringing that record to the attention of the American people. And if they manage somehow to silence me, others will jump up in my stead, completely prepared with the facts and with access to millions to make that case. Robert Mueller is a hitman for the deep state. Now, one of the things that I found particularly aggravating this week, as many of you know, my longtime friend and associate, Kristen Davis, was subpoenaed to appear by the special counsel in front of a grand jury in Washington, D.C. She was told that the government would reimburse her travel expenses. She was given 2 days to appear. She had to arrange for child care for my godson, Carter Stone Davis, and made her trip to Washington. Now we have learned that the special counsel has stuck her with $1,800 worth of travel expenses for airplane tickets and a hotel, and left her stranded at the Washington, D.C. airport without a ticket. That is how they play the game. It's abusive. In fact, the special counsel thinks they're clever to go to the grand jury and say, Roger Stone is a dirty trickster. Roger Stone has admitted that he will do anything to, quote, win at any cost for the candidates he supports, close quote, without ever telling the grand jury that on every occasion I have told folks that I will do anything to elect my candidates short of breaking the law, short of illegal activity. You see, they want to paint this caricature so that they can create a fabricated crime. They can't find any collaboration with WikiLeaks. I received nothing whatsoever from WikiLeaks or the Russians, particularly allegedly hacked emails, and passed them on to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. It's a fairy tale, a canard, a left-wing conspiracy theory, a gross lie. Yet, over this weekend, a CNN producer called me to tell me that my arrest was imminent, and reporters and others were camped out outside my house waiting for something that never happened. It is this kind of mind game that the special counsel thinks they're playing. They don't leak. They leak like a sieve. And CNN posted a story that said my longtime associate, Andrew Miller, had been given and accepted immunity to testify against me. This was Saturday night. Pardon me, Friday night. Oops, that turns out to be wrong. CNN takes the story down, but not before a dozen fake news outlets like the very worst of them all, the Palmer Report, a complete sack of nonsense, the BS site of all time, the epitome of fake news, recycled this erroneous report. CNN has done me no favors. It is therefore more important than ever that the president realize that he should move not after the election, but before. And then use this election as a referendum on his strong actions. They are, without any question, continuing to target the president for a takedown. And if they have to take down the president's son or other members of his family, they will do so. It is time for the president to recognize that the voices of timidity around him, the voices of caution, are wrong, and that he must throw caution to the wind now and provoke a direct confrontation with the deep state and with the special counsel. The special counsel continues to talk about getting the president to sit down for an interview. Such an interview is a trap, a perjury trap, seeking, since they can find no Russian collusion on the part of the president, to entrap the president in some kind of bogus process crime. It's as clear as the nose on my face, and that nose is pretty prominent. I've got a nose for politics, and I understand what the deep state is up to here. The truth of it is that I am subject to a political prosecution, or an attempted or planned political prosecution. My crime? Supporting Donald Trump for president. My bigger crime? The defeat of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah, this is payback for my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which is the definitive oppo dump on Bill and Hillary Clinton, and which very clearly candidate Donald Trump used as his playbook in an extraordinary election. Who can forget that terrific moment in the third debate when Hillary Clinton, having practiced her lines carefully, said, "We can't have a man like Donald Trump running the Justice Department." And Donald Trump turned to hers and said, "Yeah, because you'd be in jail." It was at that moment that I knew Donald Trump was about to pull off the greatest upset in American political history. And so he did. What we see unfolding before our very eyes right now is an effort to undo the results of the last presidential election. But the precursor to that was the takedown of Alex Jones and InfoWars, because we are the flagship of freedom, because we are in the front line of the revolution, because we broadcast the truth, and it hurts the deep state when we tell the truth about them and their plan to convert us to global government, one world government. Folks, take a moment now. Go to the InfoWars.com store in the minute we have left and look at our terrific specials. Whether it is Knockout, the terrific sleep support that puts you to sleep but doesn't leave you drowsy the next morning at 40% off, or Ultimate Female Force, a new project that the women in the Stone family like and are using at 50% off, or my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus. All of these terrific products not only are the very best infusing modern nutraceutical techniques with ancient Chinese herbology, but when you buy at the InfoWars.com store, you help the fight for freedom. You build the war chest for the fight for First Amendment rights and free speech and free expression. I'm Roger Stone. It has been my privilege to be with you here at the War Room.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.